This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got some breaking news, and this has to do with Deadpool. And I tell you, this is a news show, so I'm going to give you guys the latest and the greatest. And I know we got a lot to talk about, but I just have to open with we finally have a little bit of good news with everything that's been going on in this world, where we're going to have a Deadpool 3 coming out next year. And get this, it's not only going to be Ryan Reynolds, but it's also going to have Wolverine, Hugh Jackman in it. Now, I don't know if you guys have been following the whole Marvel Universe and the superheroes, and if you saw Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2. If you haven't seen the Deadpools, you need to. Deadpool 1 was fantastic. Deadpool 2 I liked. I thought it was good, but a lot of people didn't like it. Didn't rate as high. But catch up on it. Make sure, though, you know, the kids, maybe grandma aren't in the room because there's a lot of cuss words. But it is one of my favorite series, one of my favorite superheroes. And mind you, I grew up with Superman. So I thought nothing could beat Superman. And then Iron Man was pretty cool because he was cocky. But once Deadpool came into my life, I'm like, there's no other. But what is so fascinating about this is when you watch the movies, Deadpool keeps kind of making fun and poking at Wolverine. Because apparently Deadpool and Wolverine are enemies. I don't know if you remember the movie Wolverine with Hugh Jackman and Liev Schreiber, where Deadpool made his appearance, and apparently they got into some fight or whatever, and I think Wolverine superseded him. I forget. Wolverine was not my favorite movie, but they did a good job with that. But that's when you first saw Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. And then they actually give him his own series. And it's so funny because in the opening credits of Deadpool, they basically make fun of the producer. They make fun of the director. And they make fun of superheroes. They make fun of the movie budgets. They make fun of, you know, he goes to X-Men's house. And he's like, how come we only get you guys and we don't get, you know, the real X-Men, you know? And it's a whole different take, which is why it's one of my favorite series. Where rather than it's the stereotypical, you know, this is the good guy and the bad guy and they fall in love and all that, the twist and him being just an absolute jerk makes the movie to me and the series fantastic. But Wolverine is also a character that isn't the typical, I'm a hero, I'm going to save you. He also can be a real jerk. And so when you have both of them combined, especially when they're technically enemies, it's going to be fantastic. Now, some of you have asked me, say, wait a second, but Wolverine died. If you remember Logan, okay, there was this movie Logan in 2017, and Hugh Jackman, I've seen them all. I didn't realize I've watched all of these. But when you got two boys, you watch all of the Marvel and DC movies. And so Logan dies, but the movie takes place in the future. So we still have at least, I think it takes place in like 2029. So there's still all these years in between where Wolverine could be running around. I think Logan had died. Now, and this isn't a spoiler because the movie was out for 6 years. So if you guys, 5-6 years, if you didn't see it, that's your fault. But I guess Logan dies from a younger, mean version of himself. So Logan is Wolverine's real first name. So there's still all this time. And also another thing, too, is what Marvel did, which really ticks a lot of older viewers off. The younger ones think it's really cool. But a lot of us Gen Xers or boomers look at what Marvel did with the last Spider-Man is really, so we have all these alternate universes. And that's something that Marvel did because you know how there was Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man? And then you had Andrew Garfield, who I love. He's amazing. Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, and then now you have Tom Holland. They're like, well, how do you do that? How do you keep having new people play it? Why aren't we using the same person who's been aging 20 years? Well, what they're saying is there's multiple universes. So you have multiple universes. They could be paralleling, and you have a Spider-Man there. You could have a Wolverine there. You could have a Deadpool there, which is going to be fascinating because if Deadpool meets his alter ego in another multiverse, that could be also a pretty good thing. But right now, it's going to be him and Wolverine, which I think is fantastic. In fact, Spider-Man, Tom Holland, is also going to make a cameo. So it should be a good movie. I have been very critical of things coming out of Hollywood from the movie standpoint since COVID. I'm very appreciative of what's been on Netflix and Amazon Prime and those. I think those streaming giants have come up with some really, really good material, but I've been really disappointed with what's been coming out of Hollywood. So I think something like this could be huge. I think it could be great, but one thing I want to advise anybody in entertainment is quit it with the same stories. You know, I told you when I was in school, I took honors English. And we would look at stories very critically. And my teacher had told me there's only 11 true stories out there. Only 11 true stories that you've seen since Shakespearean time to Marvel time. Where it's, you know, guy meets a girl, they fall in love, they have a fight, they get back together. Bad guy has to fight good guy. And then bad guy turns bad and then has to overcome. And it's the same story. There might be a lot of corollaries, but that frame is there. I'm surprised there's 11. It seems to me like there's 5, but there's 11. And so eventually you just start to look at something and it's like, oh, it's Godfather all over again, or it's Scarface all over again, or it's Die Hard all over again. So, you know, I really, really credit anybody that kind of goes against the grain and comes up with something that's new. I don't see a lot of woke and politics in the Deadpool movies. I could be wrong, you know, but it's something that, you know. So anyway, my favorite characters, which is why I love The Boys, why I loved Bruce Willis in the Christmas movie Die Hard. Yes, it was a Christmas movie, is because he didn't act like the typical, look at me, I'm the best thing out there. You know, he was like that more in Die Hard 4, but in Die Hard 1, he's like, look, I'm just at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I love that. I think that is just so attractive to any hero, where, look, I wasn't born a hero. I'm just here to do me. And if doing me saves the world, I just think that's cool. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing that has started to become a thing, if I could say it, don't want to say it's going viral, but one thing that's becoming more popular on college campuses are these free zones, areas that will exclude groups. So areas that might exclude white individuals, areas that might exclude Jewish individuals, areas that might exclude, and they've been protected. Because it's not obviously, how do I word this? they've been protected because groups who feel marginalized are the ones that have been suggesting it, where we want to feel that we have a safe space. And these keep making headlines. And as I've said from the very beginning, you cannot discriminate against anybody, because once you try to justify discrimination against one group, it could always turn on your group. So, which is why you just never, I raised my kids, I think after seeing the horrible history of what happened to black individuals in our country, as well as individuals of a whole variety of races as they came to America, and all the discrimination they faced, and me being Jewish and all the discrimination my family faced and the slaughter, it could always turn on you. So you never, ever, ever decide to become the bully. You don't ever, say, you know what, we're gonna marginalize, we're gonna kick you out of a restaurant if you aren't vaccinated. Don't do that, because once you establish that precedence, it's very easy for that precedence to then, again, turn on you. So we just don't, it doesn't help, it doesn't protect the groups that we feel, if we allow it, will protect it. So in Berkeley, apparently what's made headlines is there's a bunch of law student groups who want Jewish-free zones. No Jews. Now, we haven't seen that sort of anti-Semitism or that sort of sentiment, right, we might see it throughout, but we haven't seen that so public. And guys, just no Jews since World War II and the Nazi times. People might not like Jewish individuals, or they might not like Catholics or Mormons or individuals of race or creed or gender, but they to be public about it and it be, yeah, that's okay. Well, that's definitely, bringing back the past. And the ideology behind it, the justification, is these are law students who want to ensure the safety and welfare of Palestinian students on campus. So there are 9 groups that have adopted the rule: Berkeley Law Muslim Student Association, Middle Eastern and North African Law Students Association, Women of Color Collective, Asian Pacific American Law Students Association, Queer Caucus, Community Defense Project, Women of Berkeley Law, and law students of African descent. Now, what is fascinating to me is, as a Jew, people go, are Jews Democrat or are they Republican? I mean, a Jew is a Jew, just like a Muslim is a Muslim, a Mormon is a Mormon. It doesn't necessarily fall under American politics. We're from so many different countries. You can't, pinpoint somebody's religion to their politics. But one thing I could say from a generalization is the Jewish people, because of what they went through, they have been very, very supportive of LGBTQ rights, black individuals and fighting racism and segregation. And so the Jews have been very, that's why a lot of Jews, especially in New York and Democrat, had kind of aligned themselves with the Democratic Party, even though the Republicans also have points in their corner as well in terms of fighting racism and discrimination. But when groups work together and then they start to turn on each other, people say, it's because of what's going on with Israel and the Palestinians. It could be, but many Jews are very close with Muslims. I mean, I have family who live in Israel and they have Muslim friends. People in Israel, they live together. They live with Arabs, they live with Muslims, they live with Christians, they live with Catholics. And so when politics or extremes make the world look a certain way, and then you start to have Americans go, well, then this is what we have to do. We have to discriminate and, not let Jews into the space. I think we're really missing what's truly happening in the world. And, and I get it. People say, well, I want to stand with Israel or I don't want to stand with Israel. And I get how controversial, you know, sometimes the subject can be, especially when you go back to the British Mandate and the homelands, and there's a lot of history, and I get there's a lot of history. But here we are today, and we have overcome a lot of these archaic, you know, inappropriate sort of attitudes towards, you know what? If I have a problem with one person across the world, that translates to everybody. And so there was a person who held up my grandfather at gunpoint back in the 60s. And my grandfather lived. That was during a time when you would be robbed, but you could still live. They wouldn't shoot you in the head. I am not going to be anti-man. That was one man who did that to my grandfather. I'm not going to extrapolate that to everybody. That's what racism is, or sexism is. There are individuals that you could dislike. You could dislike Biden, you could dislike Trump. Does that mean, though, you're going to dislike your father, your brother? They're different individuals. Biden is Catholic. Does that mean you're going to dislike Catholics? You know, Trump's daughter-in-law married a Jew. Jared Kushner is a Jew. You mean you're going to dislike Jews if you don't like Trump? I mean, there has to be, you know, some sort of a sense. And I know what's happening in this world. I know what's happening with college campuses. We have these values, and we feel that if we just follow that value, everything's going to be fine until we find out that it could contradict each other. So as in America, we have an anti-racism, you know, attitude and platform. We're open to all religions. We're open to people of all faiths. We have Ellis Island. Well, we had Ellis Island. We have, you know, an immigration policy. We're going to be open to everybody. We're going to embrace your cultures, you know, help teach you the language, and, you know, offer means for you to understand things, translate things for your language. And we have a very, very open attitude. We also have freedom of speech, where we could say what we want without fear of persecution. But then what happens when somebody spews out racist or discriminatory or segregatory narratives? Then, well, what is that? Is that banned, or is that free speech? And so we find ourselves going, why can't it be simpler? So some people are going to think, well, you know, these law students at Berkeley, they have a right to a safe space. And I'm not exactly sure what the Jews are doing, you know, on Berkeley. And I could be wrong. I mean, if Jews are running around, you know, harassing people, let me know, because I'll talk to the Jews and say, guys, stop it. But if this is about, well, you know, Jews support Israel, and that to us, you know, is something that conflicts with our beliefs, does that really have to translate to a college campus in America? And so what we've done in this country is, if you stand for something, you then will be put in a group and targeted. So when you hear people say, well, you're either with us or against us, you know, I understand how some people look, you know, you're either a Republican or a Democrat. You're either for something or you're against something. But what I'm seeing is there's a lot of gray areas. There's a lot of gray areas. You know, I'm Jewish, and I have an amazing relationships with my Catholic, my Mormon, my Muslim friends. This is your religion. This is how you practice. You know, we politics aside, I live here in America. So I don't know where this is going to go, but the dean of the law school identifies as Jewish. So if a dean can't even be on parts of the campus or a public speaker, then I don't know where this is going. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Private companies are beating expectations with the number of jobs they added in September. Payroll processing firm ADP says 208,000 jobs were added last month. Gains in trade, transportation, and utilities helped offset losses in sectors like manufacturing. The latest jobs report from the federal government comes out Friday. Mortgage applications are on the decline as rates remain high. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they fell by just over 14% last week due to stubbornly high rates and Hurricane Ian hitting Florida and other states. A new Reuters Ipsos poll says 40% of Americans approve of the job President Biden is doing. Biden's approval ratings had previously dipped into the mid-30s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, what happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas, but man, I got to tell you, we make some headlines globally even. So I don't know if you guys have been kind of watching, but we had a prison escape. And this has been going on for about a week or so. Porfirio Duarte Herrera escaped prison. He was trying to go to Tijuana on a bus, and they caught him. And this is a man who was in jail. He was convicted in 2010 because the jury found him and co-defendant Omar Rueda Denvers guilty of murdering Willibaldo Dorantes Antonio. Now, Antonio was a hot dog vendor. And I think he was near the... The conviction happened in 2010, but back in 2007, there was a motion-activated bomb in a coffee cup atop a car parked at the Luxor Hotel Casino. So this was supposed to be some revenge plot, and I don't remember much, and I wasn't on air at the time, so I didn't tell you guys about this because I didn't go on air until 2009. But this murder happened back in 2007. Duarte Herrera got convicted in 2010 and has been in jail. Apparently, though, he got out of jail, and he escaped by using battery acid. He used battery acid allegedly to break down the window frame of his cell and created a dummy, possible out of cardboard, to trick prison staff. He then escaped the prison from the perimeter fence near the prison tower, but that prison tower was unmanned for the last couple years. We're pretty short-staffed. And so he was on the loose. So we were getting alerts in Vegas going, guys, you know, escaped prisoner. Yeah. If you guys hear or see anything, and I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? We got a big city. We have a city of close to 2 million. According to Fox 5, Duarte Herrera used battery acid to break down the window frame of a cell, created a dummy possibly out of cardboard to trick prison staff into believing he was still there. Then this prison tower was unmanned for a few years. Joe Lombardo, Metropolitan Police Sheriff, who was also running for governor, said Duarte Herrera was convicted of a cold-blooded homicide, and he did have concerns for the public at the time when he was out there. And he was serving a life sentence for murder after planting a pipe bomb in a coffee cup in 2007. It was an extremely calculated cold-blooded homicide. Sheriff Lombardo said, because desperate people do desperate things, we are concerned about threats to the public and the people involved in the initial case. We were also concerned about our officers stumbling upon him in their day-to-day activities. Federal authorities provided a reward, $30,000, for anyone who was able to provide information leading to the suspect. Yeah, so $30,000 is what, gas for a year? Yeah, they call it a hefty reward. $30,000 isn't considered a hefty reward like it once was. Las Vegas shuttles told Fox 5 that people had come to pass out flyers of the escaped killer and to be out on the lookout. And within 24 hours, they were able to catch him. He was trying to go to Tijuana, Mexico. And he had a trip booked for 10 p.m. Dispatcher called authorities after an employee becoming suspicious of one of their customers told the shuttle services general manager, Gabriel Delgadillo, quickly check surveillance cameras to make sure it was him. He said, I told her to play along, so everything is as usual as possible, but I would take care of whatever comes after. And that's how I explained the case to 911, and police do what they do, but in the most decent way possible, not to alarm our passengers and cause any stress. So in the video footage, you saw this Duarte Herrera gentleman wearing a red long-sleeve shirt, blue sleeves, a dark covered hat, and then an officer came up to him and said, hey, what's up, man? Hey, can I talk to you? Do you have ID on you? And I got to tell you, man, these officers, they have some cojones. I mean, that's, again, this is a killer, a calculated killer who escaped prison. Who knows what he could have stolen and had on his person to, you know, murder anybody that accosted him. And the officer went up to him. And the Duarte Herrera tells the officer that he has ID. Another officer sees a second officer, then arrests him. They take his bag off, put his arms behind his back, and the officer told him, don't be stupid, so he doesn't, you know, do anything. I think Duarte Herrera, maybe he was shocked, but luckily he didn't resist arrest, and they got him. So he was going to Tijuana. That's, you know, so I'm glad they got him. You know, I don't understand why we had a prison tower unmanned. That, they said still the term they used, but unpersoned, if we're going to move away from that terminology. And according to Joe Lombardo, he is pledging to conduct a huge investigation to make sure this doesn't happen again. He said infrastructure issues and prison system staffing issues, the ability for this individual to do it, from what I've been told, as simply as he did it, is a grave concern to me and the entire law enforcement community and the community as a whole. So this defunding the police, I'm not saying that's the only thing to blame. You know, I mean, sometimes you can do amazing work with, you know, X amount of people and management, but the proof is in the pudding. If there wasn't staff to man a tower, you only have X number of bodies. There's only so much you could do. And it's, we have this attitude of, well, you know what, they'll just figure it out, or they'll make it work, they always do, the cops always, you know, can overcome. There's only so much you could do, especially when cops are getting killed. I don't know if you heard about this one, but a longtime veteran, or first responders are, getting killed. A longtime veteran with the New York City Fire Department Bureau of Emergency Medical Services was fatally stabbed when she was just walking to get lunch. Lieutenant Allison Russo Elling, a 25-year-old veteran, EMS veteran, was stabbed multiple times. She was on duty in Queens, New York, 61 years old, was accosted by somebody randomly. She falls down and he stabs her, I think 20 times. She died from her injuries. All she was doing was getting lunch. She also was in uniform. And a 34-year-old came up to her with a knife and stabbed her. Suspect is 34-year-old Peter Zisopoulos. He was taken into custody after barricading himself in a nearby building. He's charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. So, you know, when I grew up being a police officer, being a pilot, being a firefighter, being a race car driver, these are things that excited kids. I don't know if the average kid is excited about the idea of law enforcement or first responders. Look how there was a shooting in an Arkansas hospital. I mean, we'll find out a little bit more about what happened there. But I've known doctors personally who have been killed on the job. The patient comes in and shoots them. Or shoots them in the parking lot. You know, we know of officers who just on their lunch in Las Vegas a few years back, just sitting there at a pizza place, gunned down. At some point, the public is going to say, I don't want to. The job not for me. Why do you think we are having such an issue right now with the military and recruitment? You know, the military before, they could promise college, they could promise, you know, all this glory, you'll be set for life, you'll have jobs, and, you know, we take care of the family, good benefits. People are getting benefits outside the military. They're getting, you know, college paid for. There's not this desire to put your life at risk. And this attitude is different, because when you look at World War II, I mean, people couldn't wait some probably are like, I don't want to leave my family and I don't want to die. But you had individuals that couldn't wait to serve. And it was because that's what was viral then. What was viral is if you weren't in the military, people would ask what was wrong with you. So you had to be like, I'm a part of it. So, make sure you rest in peace. But, you know, Lieutenant Allison Russo didn't need to die. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So every year, we talk about how doctors get burned out. And you guys keep hearing, oh, Dr. Dahlia is complaining about how doctors are burned out. Well, apparently they're saying now it's at pandemic proportions. Almost two-thirds of doctors have reported burnout. And it's rising. In fact, this is the highest level physician burnout has ever been. Now, you as a patient are affected because when you call in the telemedicine company and you get me, and I'm like, okay, have you seen your doctor? Have you talked to your doctor about this? You need to get this taken care of. You need to get some blood work. You need to get a scan. I keep hearing, my doctor doesn't want to see me. Your doctor doesn't want to see you. No. They're saying come in a couple months. They don't want to see me. Now, when I got out of medical school, I said, oh, my God, I'll see you on a Saturday. I'll open up late if I have to. You know what? I'll open up on a Sunday. I'll see you, whatever. And now it's like, you know, I just go to the urgent care. Now, why is that? Why are doctors not wanting to see you? Is it that they're overwhelmed? Is it that they don't have enough staff? Is it because you didn't pay your bill? But physician burnout keeps being an issue, and it was the physician, nurse, respiratory tech, pharmacist, chiropractor, dentist. I mean, I think it's all healthcare workers. I know a lot of the studies have been just looking at physicians, but it's all across the board. And at some point, we've been hearing calls and red flags and the alarms saying, guys, this is a, you know, public health crisis. It's a public health crisis. At some point, patients are going to say, look, there's no doctors for us, or these doctors don't want to take care of us. And signs of burnout are apathy. They're closed again today. They're not in again. Or they used to call me back, and they're not calling me back anymore. They're not spending time with me. They're not talking. They're isolating. When somebody gets burnt out, they do. They start to isolate. They become more introverted. They might not take that extra step. And the reason why burnout is so deadly is because if you're going through the motions, and a lot of you guys have with your job or school, you're going through the motions, you're like, you know what? For some reason, I'll still pass the test. You can't do that in medicine. You have to stop everything with every patient. The world has to stop. You can't even hear the air conditioning. You have to tune everything out and look at that patient and go, something's not right. You look gray. You're pale. You're different. Hold on a second. Let me think about this one. I was busy, real busy. Patient wanted to be squeezed in for a medicine refill. She needed a refill of Lexapro. So we got her in, new patient. We were going to set her up for a physical, but, I didn't want her running out of her medication. We got her in. She's talking to me about how she needs a refill, and I couldn't stop fixating on her neck. And I'm like, your neck looks funny. I'm sorry. Can I feel your thyroid? Well, I didn't really want to do an exam today. I just need a refill. I'm like, your neck looks misshapen. There's something going on. I feel her thyroid. I felt a thyroid mass. She ended up having thyroid cancer, which, by the way, I think contributed to why she needed the Lexapro, and she was having anxiety and depression. So you want your medical provider, your nurse, your tech, your MA, your pharmacist, you want them to make sure to pick up on the minutest detail. And when somebody is burnt out, they're going, okay, you're right, you have a rash, on your forehead, fine, here's some cream. Well, I've seen that. I've seen doctors burned out. They go to telemedicine, and then I get that patient 2-3 days later, my eye is watering. I go, it's because that rash was shingles. It's in your eye. Why didn't you see somebody? They go, I did. He just gave me a cream. So burnout becomes half-assed medicine. Now, a lot of these headlines will say it was the COVID pandemic. It was the COVID pandemic. Okay, well, we can blame a lot of stuff on the COVID pandemic. Or COVID. But there was a lot of factors already before that. Now, COVID in and of itself, it made a lot of doctors close up their offices, because if the staff didn't come back to work, or staff didn't want to come back to work, you can only do so much. You can only do it all alone. But if you don't have staff coming in, it's really hard to run an office. When you have patients not paying their bills because they got, locked down, they couldn't do their job. You have Congress saying, you know what, medical bills aren't going to necessarily affect the credit. So if you're not able to pay your staff because patients aren't paying their bills, that doctors are going to probably close. You can't, you need income coming in, need money coming in. Otherwise, you can't pay your staff and you can't pay your rent. Also, you have patients not wanting to come in. Your patients are like, just call me over the phone. Or they end up leaving you and going to telemedicine, because telemedicine will see them in their living room on a Christmas day, and not, you don't have to take off work or drive in and see a medical provider. So the COVID pandemic did change that. But what I think really also happened, and why we have physician burnout, and I tell you this whether you're in marketing or construction or whatever, but a lot of us individuals, you know, started our careers going, I'm going to give it 3,000%. I never started a career going, you know what, I'm just going to barely squeak by. And I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a damn good doctor. If my patients need me in the office for 12 hours, I'm going to be there for 15. And I busted my ass, and I gave it my all. The problem is you age. And the important things in your life, not only your patients, but your kids, now are grown up. And, you know, everybody talks about midlife crises and all that. Part of that midlife crisis that people get is all of a sudden they're middle age, and they look at what they spent their youth on. And if it was, you know, individuals that hated your restaurant, gave you bad Yelp reviews, you know, that you never got the promotion you thought you promised, you thought you were going to get a pension, you got canned. So a lot of middle-aged individuals start getting fired, or they start to see what happens with their customer base, and they're like, wait a second, I gave up my youth and I sacrificed my family growing up for this, and you have regrets. And a lot of doctors who are in my generation, who did call, lost hours of sleep, woke up their family, put their family at risk of tuberculosis and infectious disease and all that. I mean, my baby, I gave birth and 3 days later, we were at the office. I tried to keep him separate in another room. Hopefully things wouldn't come through the air conditioning vent, but I had to come back to work. I didn't have a year off maternity leave. I was back to work in 3 days. So I would breastfeed my kid in between patients and, you know, have somebody there help me with the baby until he was old enough for daycare. Well, now I regret that. Why didn't I stay home? It's not that I made a lot of money. Once Obamacare came in, people weren't paying. The deductibles were too high. So you start to look back, and I'm not burned out. I love medicine. But I got to tell you, I'm not going back to a medical clinic anytime soon. I'd rather work from home. And it does prevent burnout. What prevented burnout for me when I started to feel burnout was doing charity work, doing radio, having other things a part of my life that I really wanted to do, and telling myself, look, my life isn't going to be all about work. Now, the younger generation is learning this, which is why they're doing quiet quitting and things like that. They're like, you know what, work-life balance, you know, it's not all about the job. But there's a fine line between good work ethic and doing your job when you're on the clock and not. So for these headlines saying, look, physician burnout is high, a lot of patients are like, well, that doesn't, you know, relate to me because I don't see my doctor anymore. I just see a random doctor all the time on telemedicine, or I just go to urgent care. So this is going to be an issue because eventually people are going to want a doctor who knows them and could pick up the nuances. And either that doctor that knew you isn't going to be there anymore, or they're going to be too burned out. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.